Hi, welcome back to the Amazing Career Project. We are on video number 8 now, and the topic today is overcoming your blocks and your resistance to amazing knock your socks off success. So here's today's takeaway. This is my view. Overcoming your limitations to more joy, more fulfillment, more passion, more purpose, and creating life as you truly want it, that's the reason you are here. Here on this planet, here in this life, here in this program, right? So we've got to look at what is in the way of us getting what we think we really want. And as I mentioned, this program is based on 5 core steps to going from where you are stuck, unfulfilled, or wanting more to amazing career success. They are: step back for an empowered perspective, let go of the thinking, patterns, and behaviors that are keeping you stuck and keeping you small, say yes to your compelling visions, explore it and try it on, and finally create it. And we are now in the let go phase. So we need to let go of what's holding you back. So how do we do that? The very first and best way I can think of that has helped thousands of women is to get in the cage with your fears. And my book, Breakdown Breakthrough, talks about that a little more, gives you more detail. But what I really mean is take a look at what you're afraid of most and get in there with it. The thing that scares you the most, the thing that you think, I just can't do that. Moving forward in the cage and out the cage through that is what will move you forward like you wouldn't believe, exponentially towards your experience of more. So let's understand, how do we do that? I've mentioned before, but I want to reiterate, so many women who want big things, want great things, look at what others have and say, I don't have that. I don't have that skill. I didn't get that college degree. I don't have that confidence. I can't public speak. I can't write. I don't have it. Well, what I want you to know is, no, you don't have it, but you will have it. But the only way you will have it is to take action towards it, right? You're not born with confidence. These women who are doing things that you want to do weren't born with, I have it. They earned it by acting, by getting in the cage with their fears. So I want you to know you do have it. If you don't feel confident, you're going to get confident by taking these steps. So I'd like us to look at what it takes from moving to where you are to the amazing career success that you're looking for, and the core beliefs that are keeping you where you are today. And what we're going to look at is what beliefs are working and what beliefs need to be shed. There was a wonderful story that one of the people in my book talked about, Monique Marvez. She's a wonderful comedian and now quite famous and doing just beautifully in her comic career. And she said 2 things. She said, people come up to her and say, how did you get where you are? And actually, I want to know, when should I give up on this dream? And she said this: if you are already thinking about giving up on your dream, I don't think you're going to make it. You can't think about giving up if it's that compelling to you. You got to keep going in the face of it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Monique shared a wonderful story that when she was broken down in her career, before she understood that she had amazing comedic talents and before she realized that's what she wanted to do for a living, she wanted to chuck her old career. It was terrible for her. And she was laying in bed looking through the newspaper, and she read something about a comic who was coming to where she was living, and she said, I gotta go check that out. But as it unfolded, all of a sudden, she came down with a fever. She couldn't move from the bed. Terrible fever, exhaustion. And now she conceives of that as something she calls the grievals. That once you're committed to moving to another level, you, in her case, she experiences a fever, really, literally, physical illness. But in her mind, she gets ill for a day because there's loss there. There's loss. Even if you want to move desperately away from what you have, as you start doing it, you're going to lose parts of yourself, right? The parts that were comfortable there. So expect that. You might have a grievel just like Monique, or you'll have it another way, but you are going to lose parts of yourself. Moving forward, spreading your wings, bumping against things also means you're going to lose aspects of your old life, and that is always a challenge. Now let's look at your core beliefs. Where do we get these beliefs? A huge confluence of factors from our childhood, from our authority figures, from our peers, from our experiences, from our friends, right? From things that have happened to us that made us have a reaction, and then we formulated a belief around them. So the key here is greater awareness equals greater choice. Look at those beliefs. Which ones are serving and which ones aren't? Because thankfully you can change your beliefs. I have, women who've had tremendous success have. So let's look. Starting with, what is your belief about yourself? In every family, in every system, we take on roles. As I've said, they're co-created. You sometimes voluntarily take on the role. Sometimes it's unconscious. So where were you in your family? Were you the mediator? Were you the black sheep, right? Were you the instigator? Were you the one that they said, you're going to college and your brother isn't? Or vice versa, he's going to college, you're not. What did you learn about yourself? For some women, they had traditional families, and the message was, what you really need to be is a stay-at-home mom. And if that's what you choose, right on. The question is it a clash to what you want? So what are your core beliefs about yourself, who you are, and what you're capable of, right? So I want you to think about, as I explore this with you, what's your core belief? And of course, the assignment will help you unfold all of this. And where did you get it? Was it from your mother? Was it your grandmother? Was it your friends, right? Was it your college professor? Where'd you get the belief that this is who you are? Second area of core beliefs, your worth in the world. I can't tell you how many people have what I consider thwarted beliefs about self-worth, right? My worth is conditional if I make money, if I'm a great parent, if I'm fit and look great, right? Worth. What is your worth? And what do you think is the intrinsic worth of every human being? I want you to look at that. Do you think that some are worthier of happiness than you are or than others? Or do you think that worth is, again, an inalienable right, that everyone is worth amazing success, amazing joy? I would like you to think about that, because if you think that others are more worthy than you, or you are more worthy than others, it's a constriction, right? You're setting up a resistance already. I'd like you to think about that. The third piece is help and support. You know, there in therapy training, we learn there's something called an attachment disorder. If you did not get the help and support you needed as an infant, there can be a disorder that emerges from that. And it's so true all the way through your life. Do you believe that the help and support you need will be there? Or do you feel, heck no, I got to do it by myself? Because these beliefs, again, are going to either nurture you or they're going to be in the way. If you feel that support and help isn't there for you, you never get it, you never get the right kind of help, it's going to stand in the way. Amazing career success is just not going to come as easily and as effectively as you want it if you don't think that you can get help and support. You're here in this program, so I'm hoping that isn't a core belief of yours. All right, women in the world. Wow, I'm reading an amazing book. I recommend it, The Female Brain. There's so much of what goes on in men and women's lives and minds and behaviors and personality that's true neurobiology, that's driven by neurobiology and neuropsychology. It's fascinating. But the question is, what do you think about women in the world, right? What are your obstacles? I grew up, for instance, in a very traditional family. And my dad, my parents are still alive, I adore them. Dad's belief was the woman's place was in the home. He didn't lay that on me, but I always knew he felt that. And that was always a cause of kind of resistance for me. Am I not being a good mother because I want to work? What's your view? What do you think women's roles are? What should women do? Because those should beliefs also cause you to stay kind of constricted and not as open as you could be. Power. Look at the power in your family. Who had it? Who didn't? Who was kept from it? What happened when you became powerful? I know people who had moments of power. They won big accolades when they were teens and they were slapped down. Don't get too big for your britches. That's not womanly. Don't speak like that about yourself. I remember my mom even said I was a champion tennis player in high school and went to the States in New York. And I would beat all my guy friends. They would want to, come on, let's go beat Kathy, number one on the tennis team. And I would beat them handily, woohoo, and I loved it. Mom would say, don't beat the boys. Don't beat the boys. They're not going to like you. And I said, I don't care. Power. What do you think about power? Do you have it? Who has it? And what do you think about people who have it? Some people instantly have a dislike for powerful people because they feel they've got it, I don't. I want you to think about that. Money, we've talked about that. It's a theme. Money is one of the core energy forms and beliefs and relationships that you have that if you haven't made it healthy, if you haven't healed it, if you haven't looked at your beliefs around money, you won't have the success you want. I know this for a fact. What'd you learn in your household, in your family about money? I have a wonderful exercise. Definitely do your homework on, was money viewed and acted upon with love or with anger? Was there scarcity? Was there abundance? I want you to look at all this and understand what you believe about money and what you're ready to let go of. Finally, putting yourself first. What do you think about that? You know, they say on airplanes, moms or parents, put the mask on yourself before you help your child. Why? Because if you're floundering, you can't be of help. You've got to put yourself first in this way. So many women I work with are not comfortable. They have guilt. Doesn't that mean I'm being selfish? Doesn't that mean I'm being narcissistic? No, it means you're being everything you want to be. I don't mean that in the exclusion of helping others or your family. I mean, put yourself first so that you can be what you want to be, so that you can be the role model and be of service in the way you want. Balancing, we've talked about that. What was your role model for balancing? What did your mother or your father or your authority figures, how did they balance it? Did they do it well or did they fall apart? Did they always feel like it's so exhausting and overwhelming? Or did they seem to flow through it? What you learned in the sandbox and in your family and with your friends is what you've incorporated. Think about that. How the world works. I want you to look at all of the mechanisms around how the universe works. Do you think there's a higher power? Do you think there's a divine intelligence? Or do you think you're absolutely on your own, hacking it out? I'm not here to say one belief is right or wrong. I am here to say, however, that you've got to understand how you think the world works. And if you feel that that belief is not supporting you, it's time to let it go. And there's so many ways you can. There's so many books. There are inspirational speakers and events and conferences and materials that can help you shift. I know I did. I came from kind of a tight religious experience and I shed it all. And I created a spirituality that works for me about how the world works. And it works. And it's so much more me. Please think about that. Fear and security and safety. What are your beliefs around that? Again, we talked about driven behavior in the previous video. What are your deepest fears? What are you absolutely afraid of will happen? And what do you feel about safety and security? What do you think gives you safety? Let me give you an example. My dad was a GE guy, 30 years GE. And I grew up in the same house. They're still in the same house. And dad would leave every day, the same time in the morning, 6:30, and come back at 6 at night. What was my view of security and stability? General Electric, corporate America. Unconsciously, I had the idea, if you're going to be successful and happy, you got to have a corporate experience like that. And if you don't, something's wrong with you. Well, that wasn't me. That didn't fit me. But I had to let go of that. And you know, I remember when I decided to become a therapist after I was laid off in my final job in corporate at 40, I was scared to call my parents and say, I'm going to be a therapist. I'm scared. Beliefs. Look at yours. Okay? Finally, do you have what it takes? Do you believe that you have what it takes to create a life of meaning and purpose? And do you even know what meaning and purpose is to you? A lot of people say, I don't know what my mission is. I don't know what my purpose is. Again, your career path assessment and these exercises are going to help. But do you even believe that there is a meaning or purpose? It's important for you to understand that, because if you're going forward to something that's going to give you passion, power, and purpose, you've got to look at, do you even feel you're capable of having a mission that lights you up. If not, it's time to shift that. So think about all of your core beliefs. And if you have other categories of beliefs that you know are alive and activated in how you are today and the success level you're hitting and your upper limit problem, please, let's look at them. Here's the thing. Look at them. Look at how you got them and how they were reinforced, because you first got them probably in childhood and young adulthood, then they were reinforced. And now, are you ready to let them go if they're not serving you? Thank you. Don't forget, click the link, do your homework, dig deep. We're in the let go phase, because now is the time to let go of what is holding you back from the abundant, amazing success you want. And I'll see you next time.